Yes, indeed. And come Monday, it'll be all right because we have the guru himself, Lenny Lawson, on the line here. Good morning, Lenny.
Good morning. It was a wonderful weekend. The weather was incredible, but we had a huge event down here in Greenville. It was a sundown on Depot, which sounds like that doesn't really sound like a car show, but that's exactly what it was. And it was probably the largest car show that I have been to in Upper East Tennessee. They had over 515 registrations, which is, they had all the streets downtown covered on both sides of the road. And, you know, it was just, there were some interesting things that I saw, really surprising absence of a certain type of car. That is really a staple at a lot of car shows in my past in East Tennessee, and that is anything pre-war, like Model A's, Model T's, you know, old Lincolns and stuff. They just weren't there unless they were like some type of a hot rod. Not a single Model A or Model T was at this car show. And it just shows you how, I guess, demographics of car collecting have changed. And you still see a lot of people my age, you know, up in, into their 70s, still showing cars and still enjoying it. I met some just some wonderful people. Met this one guy that had this 66 Mustang coupe. And I've never really been, I mean, I think the coupe is an attractive car. This is a 66 model. I think it's an attractive car, but, you know, if I'm going to get one, it's going to be a fastback. But I tell you what, this changed my mind. This was the nicest 66 Mustang I've ever seen. It was gold. Imagine this, gold with a black vinyl top. I mean, I've never really been a big fan of vinyl either. But it had every single option that you could get at the time. It was all original. Like, I mean, it had been repainted and restored, but it was a restored back to the way it was. Just a gorgeous car. I made arrangements with him. He's going to bring the car to Gateway and let me put it in my showroom for a month. And we'll create a neat little Mustang display, since that's the only car as a Ford dealer that we sell anymore.
Yeah.
It is the Mustang.
Yeah.
We don't, no more LTDs, no Crown Vics, no Tauruses, no Ford Fairmonts. A lot of names from the past, huh?
Escorts.
No Escorts.
Yeah.
All of that is gone. But anyway, saw some really, a lot of hot rods, a lot of resto mods, you know, cars that people have dug out of garages and turned into just show queens. And some of them, they dig out of garages, they get them running, and they just leave it like it is. That's kind of, you and I talk about the patina that age and aging does. That's what we are, right? We're just, those aren't wrinkles on my face. That's patina.
It's patina, yeah.
And patina is cool. So anyway, just a wonderful event. It was in coordination or combination with the Iris Festival, which was the arts and crafts thing. And so, you know, these types of things are just, one of the blessings of living in East Tennessee at the end of a pandemic is that there's a lot of people wanting to express their freedom again and get out and do things, and I think that's wonderful.
Yep.
I feel fairly confident, you know, that I should knock on wood, but as long as you get vaccinated or wearing a mask if you haven't been, you know, I think that that's, it's safe to get out and do, don't you? I'm going to do it anyway.
Sure, yeah.
Of course, I really haven't stopped.
yeah.
You know,
yep.
I mean, I just, I can't stay in a house locked up in fear. But anyway, it was, we have a lot of opportunities to enjoy. I don't know what kind of events are coming up this weekend. I know one event that's coming up this weekend that I'm going to.
I bet,
you know what it is?
I bet that's the big car show down in Fernandina Beach.
Yes, sir. I just can't get enough of them cars. So getting ready to go to the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. If you want to see what that is and why I like to go, just go to the website, Amelia Island Concours, and you will see. Now, the difference between a car show in Greenville, Tennessee, and that car show is you have to be invited. They're specifically looking for different classes of cars, like pre-war, cars from the 50s, hot rods. They have all of these different categories, and then they go out all year long. They're looking for people and taking applications from folks who have cars that fit into those categories. And it's kind of like a beauty contest. I mean, if you're not pretty enough, you don't get to show up. And that's what this show is all about. Very discriminating when it comes to what they're going to let in that show. They would typically have about 300 to 350 vehicles spread out on four golf course holes right there beside the Ritz-Carlton on Amelia Island. And, I mean, these are the best of the best. So many of the cars are flawless. But I tell you, Tim, the pre-war cars, the Duesenbergs and the Packards and those, Rolls-Royce and those kind of cars, just, you know, they were the supercars of the 30s and late 20s. And they are just, it's just amazing to look at the technology that they had back then, the ability to make things out of metal and bend metal like that and do it all manually, and no stamping machines. You know, there was no computers or anything like that to make sure that the radiuses were perfect or anything. They just did it by hand and by eye. Mm-hmm. And the results are just phenomenal. I also like all of the brass cars. You know, there was an era where they used a lot of brass, and that was the go-to trim that was on these cars from the late 10s or early probably 1908 on up to the mid 1919, somewhere in that neighborhood is when the brass car era was. Mm-hmm. And just the creativity of human beings just never ceases to amaze me. But we're going to be driving down, and I'm trying to decide what to take. I understand that there's still some gas shortages there. It may not be easy to get gas along I-95. I really don't know. I was going to drive a sports car down there. I was going to take my new car hauler that I've been restoring, but it didn't make the deadline. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to take an F-150. Last time I filled it up, it said it had 526 miles of driving range. Mm-hmm. before I'd run out of gas. So I don't know how far. I can't remember how far it is to Amelia, but that sounds like about it. That probably just about get me there, won't it, Tim?
Yeah, just about. I can look it up here in a second and tell you exactly how far it is, but
but that's probably what I'll do. I thought about taking the Mach-E, the electric Mustang, but I'm still concerned about the availability of charging stations, so probably won't be taking that. But we'll get there eventually, and we'll take our first break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Back here on a Monday edition of My Car Guru, and by the way, Lenny, according to what I found here from my location here in Gray, it is 499 miles to Amelia Island.
All right.
Yep.
Well,
499.
I guess my F-150 will get me there.
Yeah, you'll probably be on fumes by the time you pull in there, but
yeah. But now the Mach-E, of course, that F-150, it'll get on the highway, it'll get about 21, 22 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
So, and that's pretty flat going down 75. What kills it is the trip over the mountain, you know, to get to mm-hmm. and get to the other side of basically Columbia, mm-hmm. you know, because that's where all the hills and stuff kind of stop, kind of peter out.
Yep.
But, you know, one of the things I wanted to refresh people on is just watch out for when you go out to buy a vehicle, especially if you are a person who is living on a budget and you are basically buying a car because it has to fit within a certain payment range. We talk about that on the show, but it's just such an area of abuse right now. And just pulling up articles and examples of issues where people are taken advantage of when they are basically payment buyers because they're just not really paying attention to what they're paying for the car. And so, you know, if you are in that boat, it's okay to establish, you know, what your payment ceiling is. Let's say that you're going to pay $400 a month. That's all you can afford, and that's what you're going to pay. Of course, you always want to take into account fuel costs, you know, what's it going to cost for insurance, how much more is your insurance going to be on the new car versus what your old car was. Because typically your rates go up, you know, when you buy a new car because there's more exposure for the insurance company. I guess sometimes they go down if you buy a really, really safe car that has great ratings. But there's so much abuse going on in the industry right now. People are having to pay window sticker or more for cars. We were talking, this is a record, I've never heard anything like this, but in our sales meeting this morning, my finance manager, his girlfriend has a brother that lives in Orlando, Florida. He went to a Dodge dealership, a Ram dealership, to purchase a, I think it's called a TRX. It's the Ram equivalent of the Ford Raptor truck. You know, the off-road, real powerful, fast truck. And so he paid $34,000 over the window sticker for that vehicle.
Oh, my goodness.
They were pricing it for $50,000 over sticker. Now, the truck just list for like $75,000. So they were in the low 100s as far as a price. Now, of course, he's a grown man, and he doesn't have to pay that, but he was a cash buyer. He had the money. It's the folks that don't have the money that have to be extremely careful, and they have to pay attention to the details. So, you know, if you can afford $400 a month, what does that translate to as far as a purchase price? Like on a 60-month contract, most people don't know.
Right.
And if you bump that, I mean, you could do the math. You can use a payment calculator. They're available online. You just go payment calculator, just Google it, and it'll bring up a very simple payment calculator. You do have to have some awareness of what your credit rating is. I mean, if you have good credit, you know, you're a 680 to 800 Beacon score, you can probably get a rate in the low twos, maybe low threes, and just use that as your base rate, and then just calculate different payments on different terms. Now, keep in mind, if you're financing the car for 48 months, you can probably get a better rate than if you finance it for 84. The longer the term, the more risk for the financial institution. So they're going to charge a little bit more on the interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for goodness sake, don't finance a car for 84 months if you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to finance a car for a long term, try to pay, you know, at least 10% down. But you know, a lot of people, Tim, I mean, it's just the fact they don't have cash. You know, they don't have cash down payment.
Yeah,
I'll get to that in just a second. That's another area of fraud that you have to watch out for. But when you have a person that's, like I say, strictly on a monthly payment budget, get into that payment calculator and figure out, can I buy a $20,000 car at 60 months and hit my $400 a month payment? If I push it to 72 months, can I buy a $25,000 car and get my payment down to $400 a month? You know, fiddle around with the term. You know, once you know what your rate is, you can fiddle around with just the term and figure out, okay, am I going to really keep this car for 72 months or even 60 months or 48 months?
Mm-hmm.
Tim, there's too many people don't take into account their normal trading cycle. Now, I just, you know, I've been in the car business a long time. I can't imagine driving the same car, you know, for 5 or 6 years. That's just not in my DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I used to drive demos all the time, and, of course, I was switching cars quite often, and I kind of got tired of that, so I started buying a car. And I typically keep a car for a couple years now, and I enjoy it. You know, I get all my stuff situated, and I don't have to be, you know, moving it in and out from one car to the other. I know that sounds trivial, but, you know, it is nice to have a place for all your normal stuff. And but if you are a person that normally likes to trade every 2 or 3 years, and you're financing cars for 72 months, it's a recipe for disaster, because you're going to be way upside down. Right now, the situation is unprecedented with the values of used cars being as high as they are. And, you know, if you're going to trade, now is the time to do it, if you can get a good enough deal on the newer used car that you're buying. You know, Tim, if your car is worth a whole lot more and you're wanting a new one, or a later model used car, that later model used car is not going to be sold at a real bargain either. Mm-hmm. You know, because its value is way up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to be careful, because this is where, you know, you walk into some dealerships and all they talk about is monthly payment. You know, where do you want to be on monthly payment? Because they know that those are the easiest people to take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they get a credit app real early on. They want to see what your credit's like. You know, they just keep pushing that credit. And some of those dealerships, not all of them, but some of them, are notorious payment packers, which means that they will quote you a payment that you think you're just paying for the car, you know, and maybe sales tax minus your down payment. But actually, they have loaded your payment up with a bunch of stuff that you don't even know about, like an extended warranty or gap insurance or tire and wheel protection or all the different things that they can sell in a finance office, many of which are very good products. But doggone it, if I'm going to buy something, I want to know I'm buying it. Don't
mm-hmm.
you, Tim?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, if you walked into a finance office and sat down in front of a finance manager and you know that you had closed on a $450 a month payment, you'd agreed to that, really don't know what you're paying for the car, and you're sitting across from them and they say, Mr. Cable, by the way, included in your monthly payment, you're going to get a 6-year, 100,000-mile warranty. If your vehicle is ever totaled and or stolen, and you owe more on your vehicle than it's worth, then that deficiency balance will, that negative equity will be paid for. Your tires, your wheels, your paint, everything is going to be protected for 5 years, and it's all included in that payment. Now, what would you want to know?
Well, I'd want to know exactly what I'm paying. You know, how much you're paying.
Well, see, yeah, and you say, well, that sounds great. You mean that's all part of my payment? Yeah, that's all included in your payment.
Mm-hmm.
That is payment packing,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is illegal. So if I'm that person, and I'm going to say, well, how much is it if I don't get all that stuff?
Right.
Because I'm not sure I want that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What is my, if you take out the warranty, you take out the other, how much is my payment going to be without that? And so what is that net number? And make them show you the numbers. You know, have them turn that computer that's facing them and have it face you and say, okay, show me what I'm paying for this car. Show me what the sales tax is. If you have a processing fee, show me what that is. I want to know what that payment is on 72 months at the interest rate that I qualify for. I don't give a rip what it is for all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after you know what that is, okay, so the warranty, how much is it? What is included? How much extra is that costing me a month? Okay, I want that. Okay, how much is the gap insurance? Okay, I don't need gap insurance. I'm paying a lot down. I don't need that. Okay, tell me about this tire and wheel protection stuff. What does it actually do? You know, what will it actually pay for? So then you're breaking down all that stuff and seeing it before it's been packed into the payment, and you think, you know, Tim, what's somebody going to assume if, you know, they tell you that all of this is included in the monthly payment? They're going to assume that it was free.
Well, yeah, that it was thrown in, so to speak.
Yeah, that it's a gift. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
But it's not free. you're paying for it, and you could have got the car a lot cheaper. So, you know, these are the smart shopper is the one who is aware. You know, they just have the education. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of people that need to be listening to this radio show don't listen to it. You know, they're driving around, you know, listening to something else. You know, they don't even know AM radio exists, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not aware. And the only way that, you know, when somebody's shopping for a car, they're jumping in the Internet and they're looking for the car that they like. They're not looking at different ways that they can get scammed. So if you know somebody, they're younger, they're older, they're payment buyers, they're going out shopping for a car, you know, just have them call me or let them just explain to them the things that they need to watch out for. Because it is a money trap, and it is illegal. State attorney generals, federal authorities are looking at this again across the country, and it's something that folks need to be very mindful of. Mm-hmm. So we'll take our last break and be back in just a minute.
All right, we're back here for the final portion of My Car Guru on this Monday morning with Lenny Lawson.
You know, one of the biggest innovations that has happened in recent years has been radar-based cruise control. At one time you set your cruise, and if you came upon a slower vehicle, the car, if you didn't put your foot on the brake or turn the cruise control off, you were going to run right into the back of them. Mm-hmm. Well, now they have systems that will keep you from doing that, and a lot of other innovations have advanced because of that technology. You know, with the use of cameras and radar, It gives you the ability to avoid accidents. Many vehicles, that collision avoidance system will warn you when there could be pending danger. Today, as I was pulling up to a traffic light, I got a little bit too close to a person in the car ahead of me. And, I mean, if somebody had done that to me, I would have been upset. But I just wasn't paying attention, and my collision avoidance warning went off, and the car braked for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a little startling, but to me, that's a great innovation. You know, if you are looking at a mid-priced car or higher, make sure that it has that some of that technology on it, because it is just wonderful. It will keep you from backing over things or backing into people, avoid those parking lot mishaps, and something that you'd like to have. All of our Nissans have that as standard equipment now. So I was really pleased to see that. Ford does not make it standard on the lower-end vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure that when you buy a car that it has that technology, because that's a really cool thing to have. Well, Tim, I guess I'll see you tomorrow, bud.
All right then, Lenny. We appreciate it. And that'll do it for My Car Guru on this Monday morning. We'll talk to you tomorrow.